welcome to Breakfast Bad. I mean, why is it called Breakfast Bad?
Because we like breakfast and Breaking Bad.
Cool. Steph, what did you have for breakfast today? What are you having for breakfast right now?
This is my second breakfast. It's Jaffa Cakes. For actual breakfast, I had porridge and some, like, nuts and stuff on top.
Okay, Owen, what did you have for breakfast today?
For breakfast one, I had Weetabix with banana, and I just had some, would we call that a hot cross bun?
Mm.
Yeah.
I thought that was only an Easter thing.
No, if you go to the bakery, they're there all year round.
Really?
But you can't get Christmas cake.
No, but they're not called Easter buns, are they? They're called hot cross buns.
Why are they only an Easter thing? What do they have to do with Easter?
I did know this once, but...
Is it because they're a cross like Jesus was on the cross?
Yeah, and it's...
I hope it's that.
Isn't it something to do... with Lent? I don't know. There is a reason, like, because there's a reason why they're, like, raisins and stuff like that.
Probably... It's because they used up all your stuff.
Why
did you ask
it then? That's pancakes. That's pancakes. That's not Easter.
I don't think we're qualified to talk about this. We should do some homework and find out.
What did you have for breakfast?
I've only had one breakfast today, and it's Jaffa Cakes and hot cross buns.
You eat hot cross buns in one movement, don't you?
It's pretty snazzy, yeah.
You're like a dinosaur. You're like an actual dinosaur.
Did it look cool?
No, it looked
terrifying.
It made me gag.
Oh, it's impressive. Like, you should enter those competitions where you get to eat all the food.
I'd quite like that.
That could be your thing.
Yeah.
Eating all the food.
Hashtag I'm working.
Kev versus food. Done.
Done.
Is that a thing we do now?
We talked about this.
We were going to do it in post-production.
Yeah.
Would you better do it now?
Oh, maybe. We'll find out, I guess.
News. There's been some news in the news.
Yeah, funny that.
Steph, you can talk about the Foo Fighters if you like.
So Dave Grohl broke his leg.
Idiot.
In Sweden, I
How
think.
Did he do it? I didn't actually. Did he fall over?
No, he mistimed like a jump onto a ramp and fell down the gap in between like the ramp and the...
Can we confirm that means he's less robust than Madonna?
Yeah, I guess
so.
Well, I don't know. He fell, like, she fell down a couple of stairs.
She fell, like, she got, like, ripped backwards.
Yeah.
Like,
it was bad.
Not the first.
But, to be fair, he then carried on the gig, didn't he? With his little leg being put in plaster. Carried on the gig, came back in a wheelchair.
But now he's not doing any more
gigs.
But
now the doctors have said you cannot play any more gigs.
Of course he can. Man up, Grohl.
There's probably more to it than just, like... Oh, I've broken my leg.
I saw James Hetfield got set on fire and he did a gig all in like a pretty much a full body cast.
Yeah, I feel like he probably, if he could, he definitely would have done the gig.
Yeah.
Like, and then you have, they were showing this thing in the paper about other artists who have pulled out because of like exhaustion or like hectic schedules, and he's like actually got broken bones and he still carried on with that gig.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm not.
I'm not having you bashing
like
him. Dave Grohl,
who's replacing him at Glastonbury?
Me.
Though? Yeah?
Yeah.
We're going to form a super group, just us three.
Like I said, me.
Oh, Steph.
I don't know. A lot of people were saying Fleetwood Mac, but they have a gig that night. Taylor Swift is playing British Summertime.
Could they do that thing that we sometimes do where, like, if you can just about work it with the traffic, you can turn up and do two gigs?
Maybe.
Can that be a thing?
It always works really well. It's not stressful at all.
Yeah.
I have a sneaky feeling it might be Taylor Swift, and I'll probably kill myself if that happens, guys, so...
You heard it here first, I think it's going to be Oasis.
I saw AC/DC and Stone Roses were shortlisted on some kind of...
Did Stone Roses do it last year?
Did they? I don't know.
I think so.
Libertines?
Oh, no, they're already doing it.
Might be Libertines. All right, I don't know, you don't like them, a lot of people do. I do.
I know, but I just mean, like, I was having this conversation last night with Will, saying that, because he was saying, do you think people would get their money back if they just bought a day ticket? And I was saying no, because... Like, it's a festival.
And also, you don't get a day ticket.
The thing for me,
but you
like...
Can get some, if you live near there, you can get a day ticket.
I think you get them free if you live near there.
Mm.
I feel like I'm bashing Dave Grohl. I don't want to bash him. I'm just merely playing the devil's advocate here. But, like, I feel like Foo Fighters have played at least one of the big summer festivals, like, in the UK, like, every year for about the last 12 years. Mm. So I don't think many people would be that devastated necessarily.
I was going to say, like, I definitely would have gone to see them, but I think Glastonbury is that thing where there's always an act that, you know, you haven't seen. It's really hard to see.
I mean, like, with the Foo Fighters, I don't even like them, and I've seen them twice.
Yeah.
Like, just because
they're I think they're really good, but, like... There are other bands I'd rather have headlined.
Mm. Well, now you've had your wish.
Did you
break his leg?
I broke his leg. Who would you have?
Do you think anyone said before to him, like, you know that thing where he's about to go on and someone says, break a leg?
Yeah.
Do you think he said
damn you! Maybe. Maybe it was Fleetwood
Maybe
Mac.
Maybe no one said it. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't that only work with plays?
Apparently not. So what else was in there? I feel like that is, was that the main news thing this week?
No, TFI Friday was back.
That's not the main news thing.
TFI Friday was back and it was brilliant. Like,
watched it.
Yeah, you haven't watched it, but you sort of watched it and fell asleep, and I watched it twice.
I feel like it was kind of on throughout the entire weekend and we didn't make it through the whole thing without falling asleep.
It was really good. Still haven't seen it. It was really good. Chris Evans looked amazing. He was like 50-something.
Right.
Oh, I don't fancy him.
Okay,
if
you do.
He had to train up for his Captain America role, though, didn't he?
I would definitely watch it if it was that Chris Evans.
But there's talk of bringing it back, but like one thing that did crop up in the show was like Nick Grimshaw's character was on it, and Chris Evans was like, if we bring it back, it's not for us, it's for the kids, so get Nick Grimshaw to host it. It's like, I'm not interested in that. What I think, if they bring it back, it should still be for me. It should still be for the original TFI Friday people. Well, it should still be for the original viewers.
Should they just call it TFI Kev?
Well, it should be like, well, it's Kev.
Has anyone ever said that?
Said no one ever.
No, yeah, it should still be for the people of my age that used to watch it, and they should just get like the Charlatans on and Shawn Ryder and like all those sort of acts and like.
But wouldn't they be really rubbish now? Like they're all but like you know when you watch, there's a very very few acts that can still give a really good show like when they're in their older years.
Yeah, but like retro's good, like.
You've seen Shawn Ryder try and string a sentence together recently.
He was quite good on there, actually, the other night.
Yeah, I just think, like, I don't necessarily disagree with that. I do agree with the fact that you shouldn't have Nick Grimshaw. Like, he's already on the radio.
Grimshaw, get your own show.
He's already doing X Factor. He's all right, but I also don't like Chris Evans, so...
Okay.
I have a behind-the-scenes story about Shawn Ryder.
Yeah.
A friend of mine was in a band, and they were on tour with... I don't know if it was him or the Happy Monday one. I think it was just him doing, like, a solo thing. And, like, the whole tour, he'd been doing, like, this set list and, like, whatever the last song was, like, was the last song, like, every night. Apart from this one night, he, like, in the morning, he had this idea, right, we're going to switch up tonight, we're going to start with that. And sure enough, like, that night he went out on stage, started with that song, but obviously, like, throughout the day he'd done whatever it was that he'd been doing. And as soon as he finished his first song, he was like, all right, thank you, good night. And he left. And they were like, whoa, you've got to get back on stage. He's like, what, I've finished, no, that's it. And that was the end of the night.
Can you imagine that on the TV?
Oh, dear. And speaking of Chris Evans, like he's just been announced as the new Top Gear presenter.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
It's really disappointing because that means he's not going to do my TFI Kev dream.
I don't think that Top Gear will last very long with him. I think it worked because of the formula it had. Like, I do think like he's a good choice for it, don't get me wrong, but it was kind of getting a bit silly anyway, and now everyone's going to hate him and it's not really his fault. People aren't going to accept him anyway because they're also...
Has he still got his nice Radio 2 show?
Yeah,
I like his show, but I don't like him as a radio presenter. Like, he talks over there so many songs, like, he's notorious for it. And he just, like, he was talking about First Aid Kit the other day, and he played it, and then, well, that was whiny. And I was like, as a radio, like, can you say that? I don't know, I just thought he was a bit... I think sometimes you...
In a way, though, I would almost rather that than the Fern Cotton, like, blow smoke up absolutely everyone's eyes. Like, she must be the most miserable bitch when she gets home, because she must run out of positive superlatives.
Mm.
I'd probably rather... But not about a band that I would like, so I'll give you that one.
I really like Fern Cotton.
I like Fern Cotton too.
Like I say, if you watch her on Celebrity Juice, like...
Maybe that, but on her Radio 1 show, she's just so... It's just so fake. So everything can't possibly be that good.
You
can't be that fantastic.
Like you do the podcast.
Sometimes you're just a bit grumpy. Like, oh,
I know what you mean. Like, sometimes I find, like, when I listen in the morning and they play a song and they play, like, Slaves or something that Nick Grimshaw really is going to hate. Or Scott Mills is really good at it. Like, he puts it out and he's like, well, that's obviously my new favourite band. And you can tell that he doesn't like it, but he doesn't slate them, but... Yeah, he doesn't suck
up. Do you remember that thing that Chris Moyles had with the Streets?
No.
Right.
Him and Mike Skinner, they absolutely hated each other.
Really?
They used to, like, whenever he would play a Street song, he would, like, he would really take the piss out of it and stuff.
I really like Mike Skinner, and I don't really like Chris Moyles, so...
Chris Moyles was a massive champion of Shet 7 back in the day.
Is he?
Yeah, so I think they're both...
He used to work on B97 as well, didn't he? The old local radio station.
Did he?
I used to listen to him, yeah.
I think we talked about it.
I think, I do remember listening to him, yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Anyway.
I feel like this isn't necessarily topical unless we're still in the 90s.
Okay, X Factor. More Grimshaw. We just not talk about Grimshaw anymore.
Yeah, I think he's got enough airtime. Do you want to talk about Rita Ora?
She's all right.
Yeah. The problem is I don't care about the X Factor. I don't care about Grimshaw or Rita Ora.
Okay.
So...
Okay, next.
I watched something really weird. Really weird last night.
Oh, okay.
Men Dressed as Dolls. What was it called?
Is it still news, though?
It was on the telly.
It's called Secrets of Living Dolls.
Yeah. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Yeah, I watch those documentaries all the time. Thanks for letting everyone know. I think they're really interesting because you don't see it every day.
Let's just say what it was. It's men who get like pretend skin and faces put on them
so they look like dolls.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like they wear like full on latex, so it's a whole head to toe. So it's a whole head to toe thing. It's like the really extreme kind of drag queen look.
Yeah.
But it's terrifying because when they talk, their lips don't move, and they're literally dead behind the eyes.
Yeah,
it's like going.
Would you ever do that
to Chicago's? what? Make myself into a woman? Thanks. no, I don't like masks as a rule. They creep me out. No. But it was really interesting to watch and
what's
to see
worse?
Why people
what's
like
worse,
it.
What's worse, masks or Morris dancers?
Morris dancers. Oh, my God, should we tell everyone what happened to me the other day? Literally nearly cried. So we were playing Letchworth Town Festival thing, whatever it was, and we went into the underground car park in Morrison's.
Batcave.
But to get
that
into Morrison's...
That should have been your first clue.
Yeah. You have to go around those... What are they called? Like the
revolving
doors.
Yeah.
Where you're, like, shut in, like, a section... And there were Morris dancers in front of it. It's not funny. Like, I got all teary and everything. And there were Morris dancers in front of it. And I said I didn't want to walk past them. But you two were like, it's fine. We can get in the door. So, like, as I got into one section, the bells started happening. And one of them ran in behind us. And she kept moving and the bells were shaking. And I was getting really freaked out and I couldn't move.
The best bit of it was I was in the next section. I was so tempted just to press it so it just stopped.
I would have punched her straight in the face. Like, when I get scared, I hit things. Honestly, if she'd
fuck
approached
Morris
me,
dancer.
She'd have got a punch.
She was really old.
She might have stabbed you with her sword.
Exactly.
Or belled you.
Yeah, belled me. Either way, oh, it makes me feel hot and weird to talk about it now.
You're really weird now.
I know, I really don't like it. Anyway, so I'd rather some creepy man latex doll took me out than a Morris dancer.
Wow.
FYI. but yeah, they have a whole series of them. They had one on... like dogging, but because no one wanted their families to know, they gave Channel 4 love, like ripping the piss out of people, and they gave them these animal like face masks, like half face masks with all like feathers on them. But obviously they didn't change their voices, and you can see their eyes, so it just looked like they all liked to dress up every time they went dogging. It was really weird, but they're worth a watch. All these documentaries.
Yeah.
And there's one as like men who dress as babies and things like that.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, again, but do you know, I was talking to Will about this yesterday for some reason, I can't remember. Oh, because we watched Orange is the New Black, and they're talking about fetishes and that. And I was saying that they're talking about a certain thing, I won't ruin it. But I was saying, although obviously it's not for me, I can completely understand where it comes from. And he was arguing the other side of it. And I was like, no, the fetish is a fetish for a reason. It's interesting to find out about them, but it doesn't mean you have to start
Stop
doing
that.
It. Sorry. Fucking hell, talk about something else.
Sorry.
All right, is that all the news?
Is that news?
That's not news, that's TV.
That's TV, but it can kind of link to it.
Like, yeah, also the biggest football wedding of the year.
That's biggest football wedding of the year. Amazing headline in the... Is it in the Sun?
Yeah,
can you read out the headline? Oh, okay.
We'll miss out the first word.
Ched Evans, who was a controversial footballer, the headline sort of says that he was at the footy wedding of the year. Who was the wedding? Who is it? Beckham?
Is
he
remarried?
Rooney's? Maybe he's getting remarried? Or, you know, who is it? Who is it, Steph? Who is it?
It's Tom Cleverley.
Tom Cleverley. Who does he play for? Is it Villa now?
I believe so.
They stayed up by a point, didn't they? Well, biggest wedding of the year.
It must be, you know, like, it's relevant.
Who's he marrying?
It?
To be fair, though, look at his wife. Fair play.
It's not even a story that someone's friend goes to a wedding.
Oh, she's from The Only Way is Essex, so maybe that's why to them it's big. Like, I don't know who she is, but fair play. I guess. Do you know what I've noticed about the pictures though? Most
fair play what?
Like,
for the fair play award, that's what we won.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Idiot. Oh dear.
Okay, I feel. No, that's
okay,
enough
right.
news. That's enough
do
news.
You think,
that's
do
enough
you
news.
Think?
Pack it in, Kev.
Such a dick. Right, we've been talking about first crushes.
Who was yours then?
It's weird because we're all different ages, so they're all going to be quite weird, aren't they?
What if we all had the same? That
would really well, we kind of discussed ours, and ours,
okay.
ours are similar.
Okay,
we were
surprised about that.
Well, I'll just tell you, mine was the girl from Me and My Girl, and whose was yours?
Mine was the girl from My Girl.
I don't know who the person from Me and My Girl.
Well, Me and My Girl was.
I watched it. You won't like it.
Me and My Girl. My Girl was a TV series in the early 80s starring Richard O'Brien.
It's aged well, though.
He was in Man About the House and some other sort of... He was massive in the 80s. It was about him and his daughter. Like, and he was a single parent. And it was a comedy. And she was just, like, hot. She was about...
Why wouldn't I like it?
I think you probably...
It's like, well 80s.
It's really 80s. But she was probably about 16, 17, and I was probably about 13, something like that.
Yeah, do you think... Because when I was trying to think of mine, I found that, like, first crushes... You know when you think of, like, kids today and they have, like, the posters they have on their wall? Yeah. It's always people, like, One Direction or, like, of a similar age. But I think when I was younger, my first crushes were always people that were so much older. That I really used
like
to fancy.
Like Alex Ferguson.
Like, oh, no. Like, people like... like Nick Knowles, you know, the guy that does the DIY house thing. I used to fancy him loads, I don't know why.
Mr. Motivator?
No. Like Richard Hammond and stuff like that.
Really?
Like, it was always much older people. But,
well, who was your one? Like, because your one turned out all right.
Yeah, well, I guess,
but
I don't
like,
know how old
the
she
point,
was in that.
The point when you fancied that, she was about 8.
Yeah, well, I was about 7, I guess.
Okay, that's okay.
But yeah, I watched the film. I think my parents must have thought, why does he keep watching this film? It's really sad. Like, you don't want to watch The Goonies.
Is that what you need those tissues at?
I read the book and everything. I don't know why I did that. There weren't even any pictures.
He was 8.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But yeah, I wanted her to be my mate, you know?
Yeah, that, yeah.
Mate for life.
Yeah.
So I liked Becky from Roseanne as well, but Roseanne's probably before both of your times.
No,
well.
I watched Roseanne.
Yeah, but I don't... You showed me a picture of her a minute
ago.
Yeah,
not Darlene, Becky.
Not Darlene, calm down. The only other one I used to have was Orlando Bloom, which...
Okay.
I used to have a big poster. I've never seen the film, but I used to have a big poster of him from The Calcium Kid in my room because he was basically in pants.
I used to really like Keira Knightley probably around a similar era, but now I think she looks like an actual skeleton and I don't know what I ever saw in her.
Yeah, although didn't you say that film you said I should watch?
Yeah, I liked the music. Like, she... I didn't like her.
No, I didn't like the film. It's the one with Mark Ruffalo in it.
Yeah, it's called something.
The Gruffalo.
No. Do you know, now I definitely fancy Mark Ruffalo a bit.
I'm not sure who he is.
He's the Incredible Hulk in the Avenger films.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't like him when he's angry, though.
No, I wouldn't. But yeah, I don't think I I was trying to think, like, if I had any weird crushes, but I think Nick Knowles probably tops them all.
Nick Knowles is a good one.
I really used to like Jet from Gladiators.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And before that, as well, for me, when I was growing up, around Michaela Strachan.
Yeah, Scouts of the Girls wrote that song about her, didn't you?
Was that about her?
Yeah, it's called Michaela Strachan.
I thought you were talking about, like, She's So Lovely or something, I don't know.
That might have been about her as well.
Yeah. I feel like you two have been really smug with me today.
Sorry.
Where the hot cross buns come from, Steph? Hate you guys.
I just thought that you might know.
Getting stuffy with the pen. So there was another thing that was kind of linked to that. First crushes, and then there was something else, but I can't remember what it was.
Toys when you were little.
Toys. Bothead.
I hope it's not that close to me.
Like, again, because we're all different ages, I find it quite interesting. Like, mine, like, I had a thing called penny racers, which were little cars. They would just pull back, let them go, but they'd go for, like, much further than any pullback car would go now. They were, like, really powerful. They'd go for, like,
you
a minute or
miles,
so. But you could get a 1p and put it in the back, and then they'd do wheelies, and they'd still go.
That's cool.
Wow.
Yeah, and there was a thing called rough riders as well.
Did you used to have one of them... one of them sticks and hoops? Did you used to have one of them?
No, I'm not that old.
That exact joke.
rough riders were really good. They were, like... They were these also cars, and they had two gears. One would be two-wheel drive, they go really fast. But if you were going over rough terrain, put it on four-wheel drive, and it had, like, all four wheels would, like, take it over rough terrain.
Wow. That's
you would
cool.
have really liked them, Owen.
I quite like my Nintendo.
That's not really a toy.
Okay,
I
used
that.
To have, like...
N64.
He-Man and, like, Thundercats
He-Man,
toys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to rock out with them quite a bit.
That's Star Wars as well.
You had Star Wars?
I had, like, those Star Wars, like, the plastic toys.
Okay.
I had a few of them. They've turned into, like, collector's items, haven't they?
Yeah.
I think I was too young to know about
Dan
them. I think I bit
has,
my
like,
head off
all
one.
The Star Wars. They've got, like, all the lightsabers and, like, all the masks and stuff from America, and they're all packaged, and, like, they'll be worth thousands and thousands of pounds.
Where did you live?
I'm not telling you.
Down here.
What did you say? Did you ever have a girl's world? I used to really want
no,
a girl's
No, you said Polly Pocket.
Oh, Polly Pocket's good.
Yeah. my sister used to have a bear, don't laugh at this, called Growler. And like, that was the make of the
Did
tour.
Her friend used to come
and,
round and say, show us your Growler?
No. She was like really little.
Get Growler out.
Well, yeah. No, that was like the make of the bear because obviously it used to growl. And it used to terrify me. Like, obviously, she's 7 years older than me. It used to genuinely terrify me so much. My mum had to lock it up in the attic and she hated me for years because I banished her growler to her.
Did you ever have werebears?
No.
Oh, they were amazing.
Sounds like a Care Bear, but...
Yeah, I guess it's a similar thing, but you used to be able to turn their heads inside out and they'd turn into...
Oh, my God, that sounds horrible.
No, because they'd start off as, like, cute, like...
For the tape, like, Owen sort of turned into a vampire when he did that noise.
Yeah, so they would be terrifying.
Oh no, I don't like the sound of those. Yeah, no, I had Polly Pocket and I had like Furbies, but we've discussed that before.
Yeah.
And I used to collect Beanie Babies.
Oh right, yeah.
Which were really cool.
I mean, like, because I've got kids, like Daisy's just got like, it's like an army of animals that she's got, like not real animals, just like toys that walk and talk and do all sorts.
See, I don't mind like animals, and I tend to buy like for like a birthday or whatever, I would tend to buy like a stuffed animal and we just threw them all away.
Really?
Like, yeah, a few months back, I came back and I was like, oh, where's Mr. Doggleson?
Mr. who? Mr. Donaldson?
Yeah, no,
what just threw came them all out away. Oh no! Yeah,
you named Mr. Donaldson.
Mr. Doggleson.
That's why it's so much better. Yeah, no, I suppose. Are you in the process of moving though, aren't you? I suppose.
Yeah, but she was just like, they just take up the whole fucking bed.
Oh, I think they're nice. I remember one of my most treasured things, which I only got rid of when I moved out, like this time maybe, was like a little polar bear thing that one of my first boyfriends brought me back from when we were at school, and he went on like a trip to the Alps, and I kept that for years. And then when I moved out, and Will was like, you have so much stuff, you need to get rid of this. And he was like, why have you got this? And I was like, yeah, it's a bit awkward to explain now, isn't it? So that one had to go. But I still have a very small collection. I have an Elmo Beanie Baby that I had from when I was really, really little. And my nan knitted it a jumper, and I've still got that. But it's, like, cute. Ragged.
So we've got, like every year, like, we've got, like, an angel that goes on top of the Christmas tree. And I think Lucy made it when she was six.
Like, now, is it now one of those really like I've got a couple of friends that do that and the angels look really terrified, like all the glue's dry, they've got like one eye.
Nothing like that.
Yeah. I don't know what I think I was at that age of stuff like N64 was more my toys than actual.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the original Nintendo. I remember getting that for my seventh, but that when I was about seven or eight, I changed everything.
I remember when home computers became a thing. I remember when there were no home computers. I had that original, you know, the thing called Pong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that. That was my first one.
Probably should have washed more then.
And then Atari, the original Atari.
Oh, yeah.
ZX Spectrum.
Was SNES only an American thing? Or could you get it here?
Yeah, get that here.
Yeah.
I had that. When I got that for like, maybe it was like my 12th or 13th birthday, and I did a really sneaky thing. It had been set up like during the night, and I kind of suspected this might be the case, and I got up at like 3 in the morning, went down and played it for a couple of hours, and then went back to bed.
That's the sort of thing you still do today.
Yeah, it's a little bit the kind of thing I do.
I remember when my parents got me my Nintendo 64, and it was for Christmas, and Helen always used to want to know what we had for Christmas. So when my mum and dad went out and she was in charge of me, she used to be like, right, you know, like in Friends where they're hiding for the thing. And I was like, I don't want to know what I've got, I don't want to know what I've got. And she went underneath my mum and dad's bed, found my N64 and went, you've got a Nintendo 64! And I burst into tears. And then on Christmas, like 2 days later, I knew what was coming and I started to cry. Like, I was like, my present. My mum was like, what's the matter? I was like, I already know what it is!
Amazing.
Helen got me in so much trouble when I was younger. She once, like, wanted to wrestle with me and I said no. So she kneed me in the nose, it popped it and it bled everywhere and she ran downstairs and was like, Mum, Steph just hit me! And then she fell and smacked her nose. She's pretty mean.
I hope that stupid growl.
Is that I think?
I think that's that.
Okay. We can always delete it if not, can't we?
Okay, well, I found out about an octopus the other day.
That doesn't make it sound interesting.
It's quite interesting. Like, basically, there's an octopus, or there's like all octopuses, they're a lot cleverer than they thought. Like, they can, like, retain information. What are you doing to me?
I don't know, it was like doing this at me while you're talking.
They've got really good memories, and there was one in a zoo that hated its keeper, and every time she walked past the cage it used to poke its head out and gob at her. And then like she left her job, and then she came back like 2 years later, dressed in different clothes, just as a punter, walked past, and it's recognised her and came out and spat her again.
Okay, when you sold this section to us, you said that it was an animal that could take over the world. Are you saying that spitting at people is how it's going to take over the world?
No, because they're a lot
surely
more.
Surely chaps should be ruling.
Well, they can make when they're in the sea, they can make tools and stuff to catch animals, and they build.
That's like, also quite another big flaw about the octopus, isn't it? Like, unless we all have to go and live in the sea, I think we've got the advantage.
No, because they can run about on land, they just choose not to.
Yeah, but they can't live on land, can they?
There's that octopus frog, which predicted like all of the scores for the World Cup a few years ago, wasn't there?
Yeah. Was his name Phil?
So you just like give him weird names
to
him.
It was a normal name. John the Octopus? No, I can't remember. It'll come.
There was this big thing about that though, saying that predictability and statistics and stuff is all like relative, and it was probably just lots and lots of big coincidences.
But how many games? I don't know how many games it did.
Squid dinces.
Nah.
Yeah. It must be like if it had put on like an accumulator bet, like by the end of the World Cup, yeah. That would have racked up.
Richest octopus in the world.
Would have racked up quite a bit, wouldn't it?
Yeah, big time.
I guess so.
Okay, like that wasn't a great section. Is that all you've got to say about it?
I don't know.
I felt like you had like loads more up your sleeve that you were going to tell us about.
What else do you want to know about it?
I don't know. Like, tell us more about the octopus.
I don't know much more about it. You're an idiot. I told you this would be rubbish.
Just imagine, like. What do you think an octopus would think about this? Do you think...
Imagine if you were an octopus, but as a human. So you'd have, like, 8 arms and legs.
We couldn't be friends.
Couldn't you?
Why?
8 arms and legs.
No, spider thing.
Yeah, but it's not a spider, it's an octopus.
Think of all the hugs he could give you.
Oh, God. I'm out. Immediately, I'm out. Now, they're, like... I'd say 2 is a good amount of legs. Like, 4, like, is a completely accepted. There's nothing wrong with having 4 legs. And well, like,
you're weird.
In the animal kingdom. Like, anything more than that gets worse. Like, 6, like, so, like, flies
and
things
like
that.
How do you feel about centipedes?
That. Well, see, I think 8 is, like, the...
The worst, the and then it gets better again.
No, it doesn't get better again, like, but it like, sort of peters out. Like, 8 or more, like, fuck you.
All in the same category.
But you, like, a millipede, say that was coming... Say there was a millipede here now and a spider there. You'd hate the spider more than the millipede.
Yeah, definitely.
Just the way it walks, isn't it?
Oh, just about everything about it. Stop talking. Why does it always come down to spiders?
Should we get some balloons in so all three of us can have had a terrible day?
I don't look.
We should have bought some pre-pack.
I can't take my eye off it.
We should have bought like a pre-pack sandwich of my own choosing. I can't believe that weirds you out so much.
It's not pre-packed. It's like...
Imagine that being the noise of this.
It's not a pre-packed from like a
garage.
Yeah, but
garage. Like if I'd clean filmed it myself.
Oh, fuck off, bitch.
Whoa.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah, you were going to shut me in a small, like, this big section with... A Morris dancer. I would have used you as a human shield.
Imagine if like we all got trapped in that section with a Morris dancer, a sandwich and a spider. What
Isn't
would we do?
Isn't there a film like about that? Not in a
Morris dancer, spiders and sandwiches.
It's no. A Morris dancer, sandwich, spider.
No, that way everyone's trapped in like a different room with something they hate.
Well, there's that bit in Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey where that happens, where they go to hell.
That's not what I'm thinking of. No. It's a film like maybe like The Cube or something.
If we did that, I don't know how we'd get out of it.
How? You'd eat the sandwich.
You'd get this Morris dancer
to jingle on the spider.
To eat the sandwich and then stamp on the spider, and then all we've got to do then is kill the Morris dancer.
All we've got to do, that's the hardest bit of all.
Kill the hero of the day.
Yeah. Well, you guys would be like, cheers, mate, and then leave me children on the floor. I hope that never happens.
Why would it?
I don't know. I feel like this is something you'd engineer. Guys, I've applied for us all to be on that Bear Grylls show to face our fears. At least the sandwich can't chase you. We can both be chased by our fear.
Yeah. I think Owen could outrun a spider.
I don't know.
To be fair, those Morris dancers the other day, I think you could have outrun them.
Oh no, they're fast.
No, they're not.
They are.
They're not superhuman.
Yeah, they have supernatural powers though, don't they?
They put me in some kind of trance and then jingle their bells at me.
Speaking of trances and human evolution.
Yeah. Ooh, good.
That's a good link, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the next thing on your list.
We play badminton.
Telepathy.
Yeah.
That's a thing, isn't it?
Is it?
Is this like when you told us that, what's that thing? When you go from one place to the other?
Teleportation.
Teleportation. That was a thing that was happening.
It contains lots of the same letters.
Yeah. Why is it a thing?
It's something that people try, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some people believe it's true.
Like Matilda.
I don't know her.
That's what she does in Matilda.
I haven't seen that.
Are you talking about telepathy or telekinesis?
Telekinesis.
No, that's a different thing.
What's telepathy?
I'm not talking about moving things with your mind. I'm talking about like knowing what you're saying or thinking.
Okay.
Or sending you a message.
Oh, okay, send me a message. That'd be cool. I think it wouldn't be too long before we could do that.
Yeah, like because...
Like with Google Glass?
Yeah.
I literally...
Is that not like a phone which just goes, like, in your glasses rather than being able to send mind bullets?
No. Right, we'll see how funny this podcast is when it's just you two. Have a nice chat and a life.
No, I...
Yeah? Alright, wicked.
I could send you a message now with my mind.
Okay, to give me a message.
Okay.
Hello, Kev. Was it something about balloons?
No.
What was it?
You know what it was. Just think.
No, I don't.
Oh.
Do it to Owen.
No, there's no way. We haven't got time. You're talking about FIFA, right?
I just don't understand. Don't they say dolphins can do it, though?
What?
Dolphins and wolves. They say that wolves, like, map the area as they go with their, like, pack, and then they can send those images to each other.
Are you talking about
that
Twilight?
That can't be a real thing.
No, I'm not talking about Twilight, you massive twat.
I don't think wolves can, like, send
No, but obviously it can't be proved, but that's their theory. Upset with you guys.
Who said this section was going to be shit? Who said that? Why, Steph, why haven't they proved it?
You genuinely upset me.
How have they not proved it? Haven't they got anyone to speak wolf?
Oh, wow. Although saying that, I'm gonna get on your side for a second.
Too late.
In the animal kingdom, there is that weird thing where, like, they all know all these traditions, don't they? No one ever tells them, like, whales migrate and shit that. So maybe
Salmon swimming upstream.
I don't want your pity.
Salmon swimming upstream. They do that, don't they? Salmons.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with? That's just...
They go back to, like, the place where they lived or something, don't they?
What?
Certain times of the year.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's why bears catch them, isn't it? Because they swim upstream.
I think so.
Okay.
Steph, I'm well interested about the dolphin thing, so...
No, come on. I don't really know that much more about it. They just say that dolphins, because they make that, like, noise.
They send sonic signals. I don't think they send telepathic signals.
Because they were saying it's a similar sort of thing with the fact that, you know, we're saying about they're horrible humans. You've already got a shitting grin on your face. I'm done.
No, I was listening.
I don't know. I've gone off the subject now. Don't talk about it.
Tell us more about the wolves, then.
What did you want to talk about, that telepathy?
I quite like the idea of it. I do try it now and again.
Can you guess what I'm telling you now?
Don't take your glasses off.
That ship has sailed, man.
Well, I mean, they say that, I don't know what the actual figure is, but they always say, oh, you only use 10% of our brains. What would happen if you use the other 90%? Like,
there was that
kind of
weird
thing.
Film with, what's the face
Limitless.
In it? No, Lucy.
With Scarlett Johansson.
I didn't like that film.
It was that's exactly what I'm talking about. And basically she took some weird new drug thing which made her brain capacity go up to like
basically like Limitless.
Yeah. Whereas Limitless he just became really smart and could do loads of things. Like she basically
became magic.
Became God and went back in time and like blessed the first monkey or something. That's a bit weird.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't watch
like
that
whole
in that film.
Do we call it existentialism? Is that what we call
existentialism.
That?
I'm not sure if we should get into a massive existentialism at the moment. I think we should do some research.
What do you think it is? What do you imagine it might be?
But yeah, I mean, like let's say in a million years' time, like we'll use more of our brain, presumably.
I think we'll use less.
Why?
Because smart people used to be like a good thing to have on like a pub quiz, but now everyone has the phones and you've got the whole.
We're getting lazy.
It's like that thing that Carl Pilkington was talking about, where like you can get like Google brain implants, so you can like track.
Oh, what? So like someone could probably send you a message in the same way they do with Google Glass. This is going to be such a fun podcast for you guys now.
Yeah, but I still think that's more like, I don't know, Wi-Fi than telepathy. But yeah, that's a thing now, right?
I don't think it's a thing yet. I think it's a thing they're talking about.
Yeah.
Putting a chip in your head so you've got Google.
So, like, we won't need to do anything. We'll just have this chip probably from birth within
like
our head. And we'll have the secrets to everything, just like...
But it's only... The thing is, if you've got Google in your head, it's only Google.
Google knows everything.
Yeah, but it doesn't. It knows loads of things that aren't true as well. Just go on Wikipedia and type in Owen Steve and see what it says.
I don't think it'll say anything. If anything, it might bring up, like, in reverse order, the guy that was in EastEnders.
Steve Owen.
Yeah. but they'll know... They'll have access, like, to more than we know, so they'll be lazier and they'll know less.
You will.
Okay. Do you want to talk about badminton now or later?
I thought that was going to be a link to humans.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, humans.
I feel like we've rambled on. We've probably got about 7 minutes of airtime left, so do with that whatever you like.
So, like, 1 minute and a half of humans?
Humans. Really liked it. Owen? Talk about what it is. It was a TV show with some, like, humans in it and some robot humans.
The advert, like, caught my attention more because I thought it was a product, like, an advert for, like, a product. Like,
would you have bought one?
Shit, yeah.
Like, there was that bit when we were watching it and I was like, I don't know if I fancy it.
You probably said I really fancy it. Not in that way. What? But like the human thing, like I don't think I'd like one. Because we were sitting there and I was like, and you were like, well, it'd be fine if they were here now. I was like, well, where would it go? Do you know what I mean? We're trying to play FIFA.
Anywhere it liked.
Oh. There's that bit where he gets the CD out that's like adult only, like features.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that to come back in some weird way.
Yeah, no, it was all right. It was quite generic. I didn't realise it was an English thing. Like, as a general rule, I only like...
It's cross Atlantic.
Is it? See, for... I might be wrong about what I'm about to say, but in my mind, I feel like I only like English comedy programmes. I don't like English anything else.
Survivors was really good.
Never seen Max Beasley.
Have you watched anything like Whitechapel or one of those programmes that won Holmes. Loads of awards?
Sherlock Holmes, amazing.
No, not interested.
Why not?
Because I just think the Americans do it better. Whoa, ooh, I said it. There you go.
Not sure about that they make better dramas.
I think I really like English comedy, but as far as like action and stuff like that goes, I always feel it's a bit like, you know, Disneyland Paris. Like, just go to America.
Fucking hell.
I thought it was good, because it's AMC, isn't it? Same people that did Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I thought it was good, but, and it broke a record for like the most... like highest number for the first episode ever watched on Channel 4, like a Channel 4.
So saying that, so
countdown.
just to back my point up, like compare that to The Walking Dead, like it's incomparable.
Yeah, but it's a completely different type of thing, really, isn't it?
Okay, compare.
So you'd have to compare it to the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Okay, incomparable.
We only watched one episode.
Yeah, even so, I was hooked after one episode of either of those other two things.
I think until that, I'm not going to ruin it for anyone that hasn't seen it, but until that thing that happened right at the end, I couldn't have really cared if I watched another one or not.
What happened right at the end?
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And now I'm just intrigued a little bit to find out what happens, but, like, I put it on. We were going to watch the last two episodes of Orange is the New Black, and then I said, can we watch this human thing? And, yeah, I wasn't, like, enthralled.
You're going to stick with it?
I'll stick with it for another episode or two.
How many episodes are there going to be? Is it going to be like an English?
13-part series.
That's all right, we can handle that.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to round up, but then I thought, I was mentioning that we played badminton the other day.
Yeah, we did.
Now, like, following on from another podcast where I said I could probably, like, win a game off someone at Wimbledon, like, do you think I could now?
No.
What about badminton?
No.
No, because they don't play badminton at Wimbledon, right?
That's not the main reason. The main reason that you... Like, we weren't playing very vigorously, and it was, like, probably a quarter of a full-size court. I thought that you might have passed out at one point.
Who won?
Badminton, the beautiful game, was a real winner.
I think that tells you all you need to know, Steph.
Yeah.
She wasn't even listening.
I was.
Steph, you used to play football.
Yeah, I did.
You play football in the garden sometimes, don't you, on days like this?
Yeah.
While we're talking outside. I'll be having a cigarette and you'll be scoring goals.
Obviously.
It's weird.
One of my friend Tash is part of like the ladies' lecture with the Eagles, and they're looking for players. And I was going to rejoin, but as we said before, like I'm too much of a wimp now.
If you rejoin, we will definitely come and watch.
Yeah, we'll definitely come. Kev will get some pom poms. We'll come down and cheer you on.
Definitely do that.
We need those pom poms anyway.
Right. Yeah, I've got something to tell you, Steph.
Yeah.
I sent out our newest episode this morning on Twitter, episode 11, and the hashtags were news, comedy, Breaking Bad, Kate Moss, science, and Star Wars, and Christelle Dubois has retweeted it, and I was like, who's that? She's a middle school science teacher focusing on making science fun for kids.
Oh no!
That's the episode where you dropped a C-bomb clanger like 12 minutes in.
Oh god!
And the science that we talk about is if the moon is 30 miles away.
And also the aeroplane, like if an aeroplane is going like 4,000 miles an hour, and you say, wouldn't your face go all like...
Isn't that also where I ask if Christmas is in the same place as in Australia?
No, I think that's yet to come.
Oh, it's okay, that's fine then.
Oh, God. Christine Dubois is going to be so angry with you.
Ever so sorry. Well, maybe she should listen to things before she retweets them, shouldn't she?
Whoa.
Jesus. Hashtag Christine Dubois.
No, this seems nice.
Maybe she did. Maybe she thought, these guys are having a go.
Yeah, maybe.
It does seem nice, doesn't it?
Let's have a look.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's just a line. Very friendly. This is great for the podcast.
Yeah.
That's not her. If she's a middle school science teacher,
I'm going to join science school.
She's hot, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't think that's a
no. Nah. Why would she put a fake profile picture on there?
I don't know. Don't trust it. I mean,
God, blimey.
Yeah.
Cool. Anyway,
do a meet and greet.
Anyway, if you want to give us a review in that, go on iTunes, look up Breakfast Bad. If you want to get in touch, email us at breakfast.com. bad@outlook.com. On the Twitters, we're @breakfast_bad. And on Audioboom, we were trending at number 2 yesterday.
Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah, so yeah, we're hoping to get famous soon, I reckon. Aren't we?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Owen, do you want to be famous?
Well, with the whole trending thing, it's a bit more of an open field now that Russell Brand has left, isn't it? So, like...
Hopefully he'll come back. We should try and get him on the show at some point.
Yeah.
I'll do that. Done.
Yeah.
Done.
Okay.
Okay.
What's this space?
Bye.
Bye?
Bye.